guys. So I've got Jason Fetty and Malcolm Warner with us. They are joining us to tell us a little bit about the Laguna Art Museum's virtual gala and bash. So tell me, guys, what's going on with this? What's it? What day is it? How do you register? You know, hit us up. Give us all the information. Information overload. That's what we're looking for right now.
Should I start? Well, it's the big important thing is that it's this Saturday evening. And it's in two parts. There's a bash. And the best bit of that, I think, although there's plenty of other good things, but is Jason and his band, Mad Dogs and the Englishmen, playing a full-scale concert for anybody for free that wants to get on our website and see that at that time. So that's the bash part of the evening. That's available, you know, it's a kind of menu of attractions on our website from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock Saturday evening. There's a what we call the benefit part for an hour before that, but that's for people who have ponied up fairly substantial sponsorships for the museum. So I don't want to discourage anyone from doing that too, but the more community directed thing is the bash from 7 till 10 this Saturday night.
Now,
anything to add to that, Jason?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun making this happen. And I must say, you know, I mean, I'm not involved really with the art museum, except that I am a member, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's really a brilliant place. It's one of the few places in town that isn't just about the town. You know, it's got incredible collection of art from, you know, 150 years of California art in there. And I had no idea until I walked through the door of the place. I really suggest to our neighbours that they spend a little time having a look at that, the art museum, because it really is an international place of art and of thoughtfulness. It's brilliant. They're really great.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Yeah, we had someone in for the first time the other day who said it's more beautiful and it seems much bigger when you get on the inside, which I liked.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's got that British TARDIS thing about it, Malcolm.
It's like a TARDIS from Doctor Who. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool. I still have to stop by. I'm newer to the area. I've been here almost 2 years, so I'm still exploring a lot of places, and I want to stop by. So I know that the gala and the bash do support the art museum for education, if I'm correct.
Yeah, and for our annual Art and Nature Festival. That's the big theme this year, actually. It's this 3 or 4 day festival in November that we're building up to, where we put on a spectacular outdoor installation piece of art. So it's like the museum getting outside of itself. And we have, you know, we're going to have Zoom meeting type lecture sessions too, as well as a lot of online activities for kids to do with art making that engages with nature in all the different ways that can happen.
Are you new to town, Alyssa? How long have you been here?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been here about 2 years. November will be 2 years. So I'm still getting my bearings on a lot of places and checking things out. So for me, it's cool.
Where did you come from?
Oh, from New Jersey.
You came from Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. So Laguna Beach can seem a little parochial. It's a small town. That's why we live here. We don't want to live in Jersey. We don't want to live in city. Do you know what I mean? We want to live here. But it can seem a little kind of, our organizations can seem a bit small time, a bit parochial. We're not big city people. But the art museum is just a little taste of something truly international and really first class. And the art and nature thing that they do every year in town is looked forward to. And we always know it's going to be uber special. It's not the kids from El Morro. This is really a serious thing. And not there's anything wrong with the kids from El Morro, but they're the kids from El Morro. And then we've got the collection that's always there. And I was introduced to it a few years ago when they did, was it Peter Krasnow, Malcolm?
Yes, right.
Peter Krasnow. Yes. Malcolm said, will you come in and talk about this and bring a rabbi? Because so I brought this in and we did this whole thing. It was really great, and that introduced me to the greatness of this museum. And it's important because they are the keepers of the art from California across the ages. Nobody else does that, you know. So it's really magic. So That's.
I should add that you don't always need a rabbi to come to the museum. It was just that particular exhibition had a lot of Jewish iconography in it.
Right, but if you do need to bring a rabbi to the museum, I can provide you one.
So now, let me ask. I know that there's two parts to the event this weekend. So the gala, is that an invite only, or can people purchase tickets, and where would they do so for that?
No, you can. One part of it is completely free from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. If you go on our website, there's a whole menu of things you can click on. There's Jason's band. There's a tour of the secret vault of the museum conducted by me that you can watch at will, you know, whenever you want to during those hours. And that's all completely free. Of course, we hope that people will be enchanted with it to the extent that they'll want to make a donation. I mean, we've made it very easy for them to do that if they wish to. There's a thing called the paddle raise room that they can go into and support the museum that way. But they don't have to. You can enjoy all these things without doing that. And plus, if you do make a donation, you're entered into a draw and the prize is a weekend getaway at the ranch at Laguna Beach. And you get the use of an Aston Martin, courtesy of Aston Martin Newport Beach, for that weekend. So it's there's a big incentive to make a donation during that time. Now that's what we're calling the bash part of the evening, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Saturday. Before then, if you want to become a sponsor, patron, or benefactor of the museum, which is more of a commitment, let's say, again, you can find out more about it on our website, but you can get extra things for the hour or so before the bash begins.
Yeah, it's really cool. Actually, I should mention the band as well. You know, this band that I've managed to cobble together and kidnap into playing with me are all fabulous players. And if people, you know, you may not have seen this Joe Cocker tribute band of mine, Mad Dogs and the Englishman, but I'm really proud to be part of it. We've got, you know, the girls are from Michael Bolton's, the five or six tours with Michael Bolton. Jimmy Z, the sax player, was at Live Aid with Tom Petty. I mean, Dave Witham just got off a tour with Barbara Streisand. I'm not telling you this to make myself look good, but I'm just letting you know that it's first class. So if you like the music from the early 1970s, this is the band for you. So do tune in for that.
And I'll second that. It's a rip-roaring performance. It's quite a thing to watch. So that's one of the main things in the bash part of the evening. Completely free, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Saturday night. If you just go on the museum's website, if you want to find it through your browser, it's at lagunaartmuseum.org/gala, and you'll be there. And you can choose between that and other things. You know, we've got, for example, a whole thing about how we give an annual award to somebody. That's part of the first part of the evening, the benefit. But in the bash, if you choose to, you can see how it was made. It's this bronze plaque. If you've ever wondered how sculptors make bronze sculptures, this is a whole video about the making of this particular plaque, but it gives you an insight into the complexity of this artistic process that they use to make bronze sculptures. So it's kind of educational as well as entertaining.
Yeah, and you know, I've done a lot of these online fundraisers this year, as you can imagine, and they're all lovely in their own way, but this one I'm telling you, the production values are first class. It's really takes you on a journey, so I'm proud to be part of it, and if you've got the time and the inclination to tune in, this is the one.
Thank you, Jay. And I would add that we've already paid Jason, so he's not being paid any extra for saying all this.
No motivation other than my love for you, Malcolm.
So I've been concentrating on the bash part of the evening because it's the more open community sort of access part for everybody. But in the first part of the evening, which goes from 6 till 7, if for anyone who wants to give a little bit more, you know, support the museum as a sponsor, There are many treats. Like me, Jason and I are the MCs of what is basically a show. You know, it's like a TV show for an hour or so. Yeah. And there are things like cameo appearances from a lot of major California artists just saying something about their connection with Laguna and Laguna Art Museum. We've got Wayne Thiebaud, who's probably the senior statesman of California art, with a little interview. And so there's a lot of great things as part of that too. So I'd encourage anyone who's interested in that to go on the website and find out how they can become part of that as well, if they wish.
What's the website again, Malcolm? Is it lagunaartmuseum.org?
Yes. Uh-oh. Yes. Or you can just Google Laguna Art Museum and you can find it very quickly.
Sorry, I've gone into DJ mode. Alyssa, tell me more about yourself.
About me. Well, I did. I drove across country from Jersey to here, and I love the art that's here. I really do. And it's so cool how you guys all come together and put on these events. And I'm actually looking forward to the Saturday night open bash part, because that sounds like so much fun to see like the back end of the museum and have music involved. It just sounds like a big party to me.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. You'll be very welcome. And the other thing is that because we're making a big thing of the Art and Nature Festival that's coming up in November, we're doing a big reveal that night at the as part of the bash. You can click on this too, where you can see an interview with the artist who's creating this incredible kind of floating cloud-like sculpture that's going to be appear like an apparition over Main Beach between November the 5th and November the 15th. The artist is called Patrick Sheehan, and his studio is called Poetic Kinetics. And they're really an internationally famous art outfit who have created spectacles like this literally all over the world. And we're really lucky to have them doing a piece for us. It'll be viewable from Main Beach.
That sounds awesome.
Day and night.
Never fail to amaze people. They're brilliant, the art and nature things. They just bring the whole, you know, even if you've never set foot in an art museum, you get to be part of a work of art. It's pretty amazing, really. When you think of, you know, we're only a little town. I mean, Newport's not doing it, you know, San Juan Capistrano. And, the sort of art colony history that we still celebrate to this day. And people are still motivated to put on shows like this. It says a lot, really, I think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially during how everything is going right now, to see it all come together this way is kind of cool.
Well, nature's a perfect thing, isn't it? Because you can't do art anywhere else. You have to do everything outdoors.
Yeah. So,
yeah. But it comes out of a long tradition in Laguna Beach. I mean, if there are two things that people in Laguna Beach care about in the history of the town and in its present too, it's art on the one hand and nature on the other. I mean, and it's great to bring them together in this celebration every year.
I've got an idea for next year, Malcolm.
Oh, what, Jason?
We should do art in nature just came to me now in a flash of inspiration. We should have people painting, maybe doing oil paintings or even watercolors on surfboards in the ocean. Interesting. You've come up with some really great stuff. Most of it will look like the kids from Top of the World School did it, but still.
I'll consider that. I do get a lot of suggestions like that as the art museum director.
It needs fleshing out, Malcolm, but we'll chat.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds awesome, guys. And I know that a lot of people will be tuning in for it. That's going on this Saturday. The virtual bash is 7 to 10. And you said the benefits from 6 to 7?
Yes. Our idea is for our sponsors and benefactors and patrons, they can actually tune in. If you commit at that higher level, we send you a secret link that you connect with us to experience the benefit with. But anyway, they're going to start with about a half an hour of this jazz combo from Jason's band, who are really incredibly good jazz musicians, for half an hour of a kind of a cocktail hour where people will relax and drink their cocktails before Jason and I, as the MCs, convene the rest of the show.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning those guys. They came together on that night. this is the great thing about musicians of a certain standard or level or training or experience. They just came together on that night, they discussed tunes and they started playing and they were brilliant. And it's, that's really magic. It says something about jazz. It's harder to do with rock and roll, but still really quite fabulous. So yeah, tune in for that.
And anyone can go onto the website to become a sponsor or benefactor, and they should do so ahead of time so they get that code, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I encourage people to do that quickly, or call the museum. All the details are on the website. You know, I don't expect people to have a pen and paper ready to write everything down now, but it's easy to remember. Just go on Laguna Art Museum website and you'll see the gala all over the place. Instructions on how to support us by buying in to the benefit, basically. The Bash 7 till 10 is free, but we hope that people will join in the paddle raise room, as we call it, by clicking on that and making some kind of a donation to support the museum, because we need a little help from our friends, as Jason will be singing in his band.
Well done, Malcolm. Very nice.
Tying it all together.
No.
Tying it all together, yeah.
The initial part of the evening is really, it's not a traditional fundraiser. I mean, it's fun. Malcolm and I have totally made it fun. There's some stuff in there that you won't expect to see Malcolm doing. But I think it's like a traditional fundraiser. But the next part of the evening, the bash, as they're calling it, that's really a gift to the community. You know, it's free to enter. Do what you want. Please give if you can or want to or feel that you are able to. But it's really a gift from the art museum to the community. I for one, am really respect that. I'm impressed by their community spirit.
Let me mention I always want to call them raffles, but they're not quite raffles. But in both parts of the evening, if you take part as a donor, you have to get into the benefit. But if you do that, you're automatically entered into a draw to win a work of art by the great Wayne Thiebaud. I mean, this is a silt screen created by Wayne Thiebaud in 1970 that he's donated to us because he's very fond of Laguna Art Museum. And it's worth $17,000. So you have a chance to win that. And then, as I mentioned before, if you're in the bash, the free bash, but you're inspired to make a donation, you, again, automatically entered into a draw to win a weekend getaway at the ranch and have the use of an Aston Martin for the weekend.
We're not allowed to call it a raffle because it breaks sort of tax rule or something. So we have to call it an opportunity prize drawing.
Yeah.
The fun we've had with that.
Interesting name for it. But it sounds like it's going to be a great time, guys. I look forward to it, and I hope everybody else does as well. Again, go to lagunaartmuseum.org to get your make a donation today to become a sponsor or benefactor so you can get into the first half. The second half is free. Thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alyssa, for giving us the chance to talk about it.
Of course. We look forward to it, and we hope you guys raise a lot of money. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, we do. Bye.
Bye.